What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
And by the way, don't deprive me from hearing from you. I love hearing from you. It's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. And Championship Sunday, when your team's in it, can be a moment of great angst. I remember last year, being in Philly at WIP doing the show and then pacing around, just being so anxious all day long. It ended up in a great moment at night, but man, waiting for that later game. I know Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News is going to have his eyes on both of these games today, and he joins us now on the JK Show. Vinny, everyone likes to break down the matchups. And I mean, I've heard people this week go, well, the quarterback matchup, you definitely give the check mark to Brees. Look, we all know Drew Brees is the better quarterback, but is there any chance that Jared Goff has the better game on this stage?
Well, I think the biggest difference between these two guys is Jared Goff, to me, is still in that class of dependent quarterback. He needs the running game working to get in rhythm to throw downfield, where if you shut down the run against Drew Brees, he's going to be fine throwing short passes for 50 attempts in a game. So that's the difference between a young guy still trying to find his way to that really special level for a guy that's done it all the time at an all-time great level. So that's the thing here. I think the Rams need to have success running the ball. This is a very good Saints run defense. I know the Cowboys are pretty good, and they ran over them, but I think the Saints will be a little tougher. They won't play as soft. So it's all about, can they get those big chunk runs there to set things up and play action, get the ball downfield. And Jared Goff, I mean, any quarterback would struggle a little bit more if they lost their go-to guy. Cooper Kupp was that go-to guy. He's versatile, made a lot of big plays, could also be reliable on third down. So that's been a big loss here. And Jared Goff is certainly capable of overcoming that. I think he'll need to have the bigger game to win against the Saints in this one, where Drew Brees can also get away with 20 attempts and they run for 200 yards in this and they'll win.
Are you a believer that there's a coaching edge in this NFC Championship game between the younger McVay, who hasn't proven anything yet, other than that he's been a really good regular season coach with a playoff win under his belt, and Sean Payton with a much larger, longer pedigree?
Well, I think the one thing maybe about Sean Payton is that he knows what it takes to get to the Super Bowl and win it. So there's that, and getting so close and having a lot of things working the way he wants, and we saw how aggressive he was, and they got back right in the game against the Eagles. So I think sometimes the Rams can be a bit tentative at times. I mean, defensively, I think the Saints have done the better scheming this year with Dennis Allen versus Wade Phillips. The Rams and the Saints, I think, have overall talent on that side of the ball, but I've seen a little bit more defensively. So overall, I think I give the edge to the Saints. It's pretty even offensively, but defensively is where the Saints have the edge.
Andy Reid's won a lot of regular season games. He's won a lot of playoff games, too, to his credit. But Bill Belichick is, you know, arguably the greatest of all time. Do you think there's an advantage today, Belichick and Reid going head-to-head? You've seen these guys go head-to-head many times in the regular season.
Well, I think for Andy Reid, he's got to shake a few tendencies. One is abandoning the run too early in some big games. If the run is working and you can keep Tom Brady off the field, you have to go with that. You can't turn this into just a shootout where you expect Patrick Mahomes just to have the upper hand because he's had the bigger year. So sometimes he can abandon the run, sometimes maybe not be aggressive enough in certain situations, but I think Mahomes has kind of changed the way he feels about a lot of things because he's pretty confident in every situation. He knows that the threat is always going to be there of the big play in the passing game, therefore the running game is always available to him. So changing up a little of the things he's done before, maybe the influence of having guys like Doug Peterson and Matt Nagy there that have gone on to be aggressive coaches elsewhere has helped him in the past couple years as well. So it's pretty even here. I mean, this is the best chance Reed has had a long time since he had that Eagles team, but I think he's done a much better job coaching this particular Chiefs team than he's done with anything in Philadelphia.
Vinny, 5 years of data is a good stretch, and today we have a chance to see it go to 6 years. 9 of the last 10 Super Bowl participants of the last 5 years have been number one seeds. Does home field advantage mean more now, or is this just a snapshot in time where some teams have just taken advantage of the big advantage of being at home this weekend?
Well, you just have a lot of powerhouses. We know the Patriots have always been in that situation pretty consistently. This is a one-time anomaly that it's not happening for them. But, yeah, typically you have the number one seed being the best team, and I think we like to think the NFL is a parity show, and it is for the most part because there's a lot of mediocrity in the middle, so you have about 3 or 4 playoff teams that can change every year. But at the top, you've had these consistent, excellent teams. They've just been a little bit different the past few years that have emerged here. So Chiefs and Saints, I mean, in terms of home field, the Chiefs crowd noise and the way they play there overall, and the Saints as well being emotionally lifted by that, I think these are about two of the strongest home field advantages you can get at this stage of the playoffs.
Vinny Iyer, the Sporting News, joining us here. It's Championship Sunday here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. If I told you tomorrow morning that we were talking about a Chiefs victory in the to go to the Super Bowl and a Rams victory to go to the Super Bowl, that's the matchup we get. Who would be the headline players for each of those teams in your mind?
Well, you got to say Patrick Mahomes, and especially the chance to maybe have some vindication from the regular season matchup that was a classic, but Patrick Mahomes made a lot of mistakes in that one that he wants to erase. And then with the Rams, it has to be Todd Gurley, because then you'll have that extra week there for him to maybe get at full speed. I expect him to be a lot closer to full speed this game against the Saints. So Todd Gurley is the guy that kind of has to make that engine go for the Rams. I think these two guys have really been the catalyst to the entire offense of these two teams. So I'm looking forward to that matchup if it happens again.
I'm knowing that the people here in Atlanta are really dreading the idea of the Saints coming into their building, taking over their practice facility, taking over their stadium, and maybe seeing Drew Brees hoist a Lombardi trophy on their field. There's a rooting interest today in the Super Bowl city, and I can tell you it's strong.
Yeah, and maybe they want the Rams to be there as well, because maybe less fans will come to ransack the city than the Saints, where everyone's going to drive over, make that drive in the southeast, and you'll see the Georgia fan be a little scared that LSU fans are also invading the city. So,
oh, yes.
We might have to maybe hope for Atlanta to survive, especially if it has the Patriots and Saints fans. Seen that from a couple Super Bowls ago. See those fans all over the city as well. This is the Saints potentially winning the Super Bowl there. It's going to be a double whammy on that city.
Plus, Sean McVay coming home to Atlanta where he grew up. So, I mean, it's this is his hometown. So he'd be coming home here too, which would be a big thing for him.
That means basically anyone in Atlanta can be a head coach.
It really does. I mean, if you have a dream, you just have to go to. I mean, he's a state championship quarterback here at Marist School in Atlanta. So he'd be coming on home. If I was to say to you the most likely outcome today, if I was to text you tonight at 10:30 and say, you know what, Vinny, you were right. The most likely outcome tonight?
Well, to me, it's the Chiefs and the Saints winning and close games. And I think both are going to be high scoring. I think the weather, people are a little concerned about in Kansas City, how
that sort of changed a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so I think both of these games are going to be high scoring. There's just too much offensive talent on both teams and too many defensive deficiencies on both teams in both games to say it won't be high scoring. So I do like the Chiefs and Saints to hold serve here, so to speak, and win these close games with some plays late. And hopefully, I'm just looking for these games to live up to being as good as they should be from the first games, and hopefully an improvement over the divisional playoff weekend.
We'll look forward to checking it out and following your work, Vinny, and I appreciate you making time for me this morning.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
Take care, buddy.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.